Unit 8, page 68. Someone to Run With by David Grossman. English translation by Vered Almog and Maya Gurantz. Arabic translation by Amal Shchade.
About the author. David Grossman is a well-known Israeli writer of both fiction and nonfiction. He is the author of 7 novels, a play, short stories, and books for children. He has won many international prizes. His books have been translated into over 20 languages. For Someone to Run With, he won the Sapir Prize in Israel. Part 1. Tamar pulled her hair and brought it in front of her nose and mouth, tasted it, smelled it, and kissed it goodbye, already missing its warm, tickling touch. The weight it had when she pulled it up, the feeling that her hair enlarged her existence, her reality in the world. Part 2. Take it all off, she told the barber when it was her turn. Everything? His thin voice curled up at its edges in amazement. Everything. Wouldn't that be a shame? I asked you to take it all off. The two men who had come into the barber shop after her sat up straight. The third, Shimek, started coughing. Young lady, the barber sighed, and a slight vapor covered his glasses. Maybe you should go home first and ask your mother and father. Tell me, she answered immediately, ready for a fight. Are you a barber or a school counselor? Their eyes fought with each other in the mirror. This toughness was new to her as well, and she didn't like it, but it was very useful in the places she'd been in lately. I asked you to take it all off. That's it. I'm paying for this, aren't I? But this is a man's barber shop, the barber tried to object. Then shave my head, she said angrily. She crossed her arms and closed her eyes. Part 3. The barber looked helplessly at the men sitting on the chairs behind her. His eyes said, "Your witnesses, I tried to persuade her not to cut her hair. From now on, she is responsible for whatever happens." And the men's eyes agreed. He passed his hands over his thin hair and shrugged his shoulders. Then he picked up his big scissors, snipped at the air once or twice. He felt that something in the sound was a little off. It sounded hollow and weak, so he snipped and snapped until it sounded right, the happy sound of his profession. Then he took one thick curl of hair, wavy and black as coal, between his fingers, sighed, and started cutting. Part 4. She didn't open her eyes even when he moved to the more delicate scissors, nor later when he used the electric razor, and not even after that when he made the last remaining hairs on her neck disappear with a sharp blade. She didn't see the men staring at her, as one after another they put their newspapers down and leaned forward a little, both attracted to and appalled by the naked skull, too pink, like a baby chicken. Part 5. On the floor lay the chopped-off hair, and the barber took care not to step on it. The room was already warm and stuffy, but she felt the air around her head become cool. Maybe it won't be so bad, she thought, and for a moment she smiled. She heard Helena, her old singing teacher, who sometimes complained she did not take care of herself. Hair needs attention too, Tamile. Treat it well, and you are already happier. Yes? Why not? You can do it. A little conditioner, some cream. It's not so terrible to be pretty. Part 6. That's it, the barber whispered, and went to clean the blade with cotton wool soaked in alcohol and play around with a scissor case. anything so he could stand with his back to her when she opened her eyes. She opened them suddenly and saw an ugly, scared, even terrified little girl. She saw an orphan, a street girl, a crazy girl. The girl's ears were too sharp, her nose too long, and she had huge eyes strangely apart from each other. She'd never noticed how strange her eyes looked. Now, the exposed, hard look scared her. Her first thought was that suddenly she looked like her father, especially his features, as he had aged in the past few years. Her second thought was that, like this, with some suitable clothes to hide the way she looked, there was a chance that even her parents wouldn't recognize her if they accidentally passed her in the street. In the barber shop, nobody moved. She looked at herself for a long time with no mercy. Her naked head looked like a broken tree stump. She felt that now everyone could read her thoughts. "You'll get used to it," she heard the barber say quietly from far away. "At your age, it grows quickly."